Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Weekends with Penny Smith
on Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio. Weekends with Penny Smith, Saturday and Sunday morning from 7. On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Moonlit musings for mums, madams, ooh, and meat packers.
Oh, never mind, I must have misheard.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
The station's brilliant.
On Talk Radio.
0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. But just really, you know, come on. Now, we didn't get to do this yesterday, Catherine, so I know you'll have it because you're very efficient. Yesterday we were talking about the town, the streets in Liverpool,
yes,
that have time slips, and you had researched that, so let's hear that.
It was in Bonds Lane, I think. Let me just check.
Oh. This is a time slip.
Yeah.
Where people walk down a street and then they're in the 1800s.
I did have Bold Street. I did have a cursory glance and it does look like bullshine.
Come on, mate. Why are you always so quick? Next you'll be saying Jesus wasn't real.
Because science.
You're so quick to dismiss people's experiences.
Yeah.
Just because they don't fit in with the norm.
Yeah. Yeah, well, exactly that.
I tell you what, you read it, I'll be the judge. 0344 499 1000 if you'd like to judge Catherine with me.
Okay. This is from Exemplar, and it's written by Nell Rose, who's been an online writer for over 8 years. Nell is fascinated by the paranormal, including omens and the supernatural.
Okay, just please.
The subject of time has always intrigued us. Is it as set as we've always believed, or does time loop back on itself, giving us a glimpse of a shadowy past out of the corner of our eye?
I don't know. What do you think, Line 1?
Oh, I'm just calling to let you know I used to be a hand model for Brazilian TV.
No, you. What does that mean? What, you used to model Brazilian television with your hands?
I used to wear rings.
He's gone. He's gone. All of our listeners are liars.
Was it just our imagination that made us believe we'd seen an object or building change before our very eyes and seem as though we'd step back into the past? You're saying we. That's never happened to me. When this happens, we usually shake our heads. No, we don't. It doesn't happen. And put it down to imagination.
I think it might have happened to me. I think it might have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the 90s.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
But over the last few decades, something strange has been happening in or near Bold Street, Liverpool, England.
There we go. Can I ask you not to do it in a non-sarcastic voice? I know that's difficult.
Don't do
it
in a non-sarcastic voice.
No, can
I'm
I
doing
ask...
it in the sarcastic
no,
voice.
I said, can I ask you to do it in a non-sarcastic voice, please?
Okay.
Thank you very much.
When this happens...
Right, you're being a dick. Right? I don't know what's going on in your personal life. Don't bring it into this studio. This show is to help these poor suckers listening to it forget their problems. You're bringing your problems, you're dumping it on them.
All right, well, give me some decent music then.
This is an interesting story. Don't balls it up. Hang on a second. Mo?
Hey, man.
Yeah, ma'am.
Is Knickers in today?
Is what?
Knickers.
Knickers is in at midnight. Yeah, for It's Wicked with Knickers, yes.
Nickel, you know.
Nickel.
This, you kind of lied to me.
No, I didn't Nickel lie. I didn't lie to you. It didn't lie to you. He was on at midnight yesterday, and he'll be on at midnight tonight for It's Wicked with Nico. We're doing time slips now, Mo. Could you please call back later?
Okay. Can you pass me on to Talk Sport, please?
Can I pass you on to Talk Sport? Yeah. Hang on a second.
Yeah.
What's the Talk Sport number?
Oh, they don't do numbers. Always... They have trouble with it.
What do you mean they have trouble with it?
You know, numbers and those lads.
Hang on a minute. Right, I'll pass you. Hang on. Talk, Sport. Hang on a minute.
Just stick him on hold and tell him he's there they'll be looking forward to his call, I'm sure.
I'm going to phone them up, but what's the number? What's the number for that stupid, thuggish, offensive station that's populated by absolute bells? Find me the number, someone!
Tell you what I've noticed as well about the TalkSport listeners.
It's the best radio show in, like, the world.
They're rude idiots.
TalkSport phone number. Right.
It's the best radio show in the world, mate.
Shut your face.
It's a radio station, mate.
Oh, all right, I got it. Okay, so 0871 722 3344. Okay, let's just give them a call.
Thank you for calling TalkSport.
Welcome.
Calls cost 13 pence per minute.
What?
Must your provider's access card.
It's a rip-off.
Thank you for holding. Your call
who's on?
Shortly.
Who's on?
Mo? Two mics.
Oh, they'll love you, Mo.
Hello, through TalkSport, can I take your name?
Hello? Oh, yeah, it's Mo.
Who do you support, Mo?
I support Liverpool.
And what is it you want to say?
I just want to talk about the England game and how boring international football is.
Okay.
And how they should really cancel it.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Watford.
From what? So, what did you watch the game tonight?
Yeah, I did. I did, unfortunately.
And what?
It wasn't the best, to be honest.
So, what are your thoughts on it? Why is it so boring for you?
I think because there's just not enough in it. The players aren't motivated enough. They don't really feel like playing in it. And I think they should reduce the international breaks.
Okay. Hmm. Reduce the international breaks?
Oh. Yeah, exactly.
Interesting.
Who's that in the background, mate?
There's no one in the background.
No? Okay. Well, hello?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, great. So just recap your point for me really quick.
Yeah, I just think that players aren't motivated enough for international football, and that's why I think they should cancel it.
They should just cancel international football?
No, not cancel it, but reduce it significantly, because players are, they just aren't motivated enough.
How would that help?
It would help if you increase, like, club football, because more fans watch it. Fans don't feel like watching international football, especially in a tournament that no one really cares about.
Okay, Mo, we'll put you on hold and we'll see if we can get you on, okay?
Okay, cheers.
Just make sure everything's as quiet as you can in the background. Thank you.
Minor teams, yeah. The very small teams, San Marino, Luxembourg and all that,
yes.
If they get to a certain position within this competition, uh-huh. Then they qualify to go for the European Championship.
But if you're a
mm.
fan of a club in the Premier League, yeah. You're not watching this with anything other than trepidation that your great players are going to get injured.
Well, one of these days, there won't be any internationals because...
Hello?
Hello?
Right. And secondly, we'll not want to risk them anyway
no.
at that sort of price. When
no.
you're paying somebody a million quid a week, and people like Ronaldo already get that sort of
yeah.
money, right?
My
when you're taking their sponsorships
slap.
And all that kind
yeah.
of stuff, right?
Poison dwarf needs a slap.
It's going to be an enormous pressure on international authorities like FIFA. FIFA don't own anything.
No.
All FIFA do is take revenues from the wealth creating and football making football
well, they
clubs.
They basically collect fees.
Yeah, of course they do. I mean, FIFA are in a very weak position because their income comes from countries playing football.
Yeah.
UEFA
yes.
control
What's
all the money in the club.
Show.
Yeah. In football, this world, because they control the revenues from the clubs
I
through
mean, in
Champions
Europe,
League.
Yeah, right.
But I mean, that's where all the best players
yeah.
play.
Well, I guess so, yeah. Paul says this. Who the hell is this American guy called Wilbur?
Wilbur!
Hashtag poisonous oranges. And Jason says, what on earth is Porky on about? Ooh, ooh. Is there a medic handy?
No, there's not a medic handy, but you'll need a medic if you eat any of those Seville oranges, if you go to Seville,
well, some guy,
and a bird has pecked
Arachne
them.
Boy claims ooh. Jaffa's in Palestine, by the way, which is actually
no, it's
not. It's in Israel.
I've been
let's
there.
Let's have a word with Mo. Fan. Hello,
yeah.
Mo.
Hey, how are you guys?
Mo.
Great
yeah,
show.
Hi, Mo. What do you want to say, Mo?
Yeah, it's a great show. I think they should really reduce international football because like the game today was absolutely rubbish.
Yeah.
And players just aren't motivated enough to play in a trophy that no one really cares about because international football is really only interesting in the World Cup or the Euros. Or
I mean, the Euros are quite good, aren't they? But yeah, you're right. I mean, a proper tournament like the Euros and the World Cup, people watch it, they get into it, it's for a fixed period of time, and there's no other football going on.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this is rubbish, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely is, man. And I'm just scared that if like any of the Liverpool players get injured, really.
Yeah, right. I mean, did they all go out and come back and they're all okay?
Well, you won't know until the morning. You won't know until they got strange. I think what they should do is, Mo, because I get fed up of people saying, oh, well, Harry Kane's tired because he had a World Cup in the summer and all that kind of stuff. Harry Kane himself says, I'm not tired, so don't worry about that. Oh. But what I think we should do is, if the players come back from a World Cup in the summer and there's a competition in 2 years' time, why can't this season be completely free of international football? So they can, you know, rebuild their strength without having to burden themselves with meaningless international games on top of their club commitments. You should ban international football for the season after a competition. What do you think, Mo?
Yeah, exactly. I'd rather rest the players, to be honest, for a week and just let them take it.
Yeah,
sorry.
That's strange.
What's happening there?
Anyway, never mind.
Yeah, I think we should
Never mind. I don't know what that is.
I'm not sure what's going on there. Yeah.
Yeah, about this from Lyndon. He says, is the colour orange named after the fruit? Or is it...
Mo, what are you doing, man? You ruined it at the end. What was that all about?
Hello?
That was a great call, and then you started farting.
That was you, Ian.
Farting. Why were you farting on talk?
I've heard about people blaming the dog, but blaming somebody who's miles away.
That is out, Mo, that is out of order, mate, I'm afraid. That was you crossed the line there, buddy. That was a really interesting call to a really interesting show, and then you showed them disrespect by just farting.
Well, okay, man. You just ruined the call, mate.
No, mate. Trust me, I didn't. It was your bum that ruined the call by farting to two legends of broadcasting. You owe them an apology. He's gone. Thanks for that idea, Sam.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Let's go to Jamie. Good evening, Jamie. Welcome to a very, very spooky special of the Late Night Alternative.
Hello.
Catherine, hello? Hang on a minute. Catherine.
Oh, yeah.
Right, be quiet. Sorry, Jamie, that was rude of me. Please, Jamie, could I indulge you to be silent for a moment? Catherine,
of course.
This is how you work a walkie-talkie. You press the button, you leave it for a beat, and then you say something. You don't just gab into it. Over.
I am doing that. Over. But this is...
You just said over. You've got to stop talking. I'm sorry, Jamie. Please continue.
Yes, sir.
Sorry about that. That was rude.
That's all right. No worries. It's quite entertaining, actually.
Well, I don't know how entertaining it is.
Yeah. Basically, what it was.
Ignore her. Ignore her. She's trying to pick up a taxi driver.
Oh, is she? Oh, good luck to her. All it was one evening after, my dad died, and a couple of weeks later, I was on the phone to my stepmum.
Yeah.
And she was saying that she'd been looking for their marriage certificate because she needed it to get the mortgage transferred over to her.
Oh, man, that stuff's a nightmare.
I know. She'd been looking for it for 2 weeks, and my best mate Adam phoned me up, and I put a conference call through.
Yeah.
And he said he was on his way home, and he said he felt like my dad had come to him, and he said, "Is Hazel looking for something?" And Hazel, I said, "Well, I'm on the phone to Hazel," and he turned around and said that. Hazel said she was looking for this marriage certificate, and she'd looked everywhere.
Yeah.
And Adam had never been upstairs in my dad's house. And he turned around and said he can see the stairs, and he said, and he's been shown into a bedroom on the right hand side. And as you go into the bedroom, you've got the bed on the left, double bed, and there's wardrobes over on the far wall. And he said, in the bottom of the cupboard, there's a pile of papers at the bottom of this wardrobe. He said, what Hazel's looking for is in there. And that, while we was on the phone, Hazel went up, went into the room, and she turned and said, how does Adam know this? He's never been up there. I said, I know. I'll find out afterwards. And anyway, cut a long story short, she went into this into the cupboard, the wardrobe, went through this pile of papers, and literally... maybe the third or fourth piece of paper that she lifted up, there was the wedding certificate that
she
didn't.
Shut up, man!
Yeah, honestly. It was surreal. And for Adam, he'd never had a moment like that before. And when I asked him, how did he know that? And he said he just felt like my dad was telling him and stuff like that.
How old was Adam when this happened?
He was about 27.
Okay. And there's no way that Adam had been up in that bedroom with your mum at any point?
No, never. He'd never been in there. And that's what kind of threw us a little bit, the fact that...
That is freaky.
The document she'd been looking for 2 weeks, she turned the house upside down, and you'd think she'd obviously looked in there, but apparently she hadn't, and there it was. She was absolutely godfounded. So we all were.
Godfounded? Hey, and it all got sorted out in the end, did it, Jamie?
Yeah.
Wow, yeah. Man. Freaky stuff. Jamie, thank you very much indeed. All right, okay. Catherine, how do you disprove that? Over.
You've been up in their bedroom when you weren't looking.
Right, so you're saying that Adam had been having an affair with Jamie's mum. Over.
It's one explanation. Over.
I must admit, it did cross my mind, actually. Over.
He hidden the marriage certificate so you feel guilty about it.
Over.
Yep.
Let's go to Ian. Good evening, Ian.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can, Ian. Yeah, that's your voice, yeah?
Over.
Over.
It's spooky stories.
Yeah.
I'm not a big believer in this sort of stuff, but. There was, and everyone does that, but.
But.
A few years ago, when I was in my 20s, me and a friend called Billy, we were going to move some stuff. Down in Suffolk.
Yes, man. You and Billy having a nice lad's day moving stuff in Suffolk.
Well, yeah. It was sort of a house clearance for an old relative of his. And this place was really hard to find.
Yeah.
And we were driving back very late that night and we were hopelessly lost. And it was a real hammer horror night because there was rain and thunder and lightning, and we were pretty spooked anyway. But there was someone by the road, and I was young, and I said, "Well, look, we really can't leave that guy stood there.
Yeah,
it's pouring down the rain, and we're lost. So maybe he's a local."
I would have left him. I could have left that guy.
What can I tell you?
Hang on a minute. Well, sorry, Catherine, what did you say? Over?
Axe murderer behaviour. Over.
Well, it could be. I'm gobfounded that these guys stopped, but let's see how this story progresses. Over.
Roger.
So it's Ian.
Pulled over.
And over.
We told him.
Yes.
So we pulled over and we told him we were pretty lost, and he did seem a little nervous. And he had this bag with him. And it was an unusual bag. It was a weird shape. You know, it's not the sort you would just carry around, you know, if you're hitchhiking or whatever. So my mate Billy was a bit of a laugh, and he said...
Whoa. It was a bag, but not like the ones you carry around. Like not a bag then?
Well, you know, if you're hitchhiking, you probably carry one over your shoulder, but this was like a holdall, like you would carry bowling balls in or something.
Okay, I'm cool with this.
Okay, well, the bag's kind of key to
this
it
story.
Anyway.
This story is gobfounding me.
Okay, well, I hope so. Anyway, Billy said to him, "What's in the bag?" And he looked. He suddenly changed from being nervous to being quite angry, and he said, "Mind your business."
Ooh, mind your business. Not mind your own business. Mind your business.
Yeah, it was exactly that. We looked into it like this is hammer horror stuff, and this,
yeah.
But it was sort of funny because we giggled a bit. Anyway, we carried on driving, and he was pointing us in the direction we should be going, and
yeah.
he was nervous, very nervous and shaky. And Billy said, "Oh, do you want some coffee? We've got a flask here." And he said, "Yeah." And Bill said to him, "Well, I tell you what, I'll get you a coffee if you tell me what's in the bag." And he literally just looked at him again and said, "Mind your business.
Mind your business. Mind your business."
And this kind of went on. And even I got pretty intrigued then. And as we drove on further, I said, yeah, come on, man. It's just larking around. What is in the bag? And he threw himself at me, like he was going to attack me. And we managed to get the door open and pushed him out. And we floored the van and just drove off as quick as we could.
Yeah.
And we got like 40, 50 yards down the road. And we realized his bag was still in the car. Well, in the van, you know, in the front seat. And
flipping heck, man. You're supposed to, you should mind your business.
Well, we did get to the, we got about 40, 50 yards down, and you're opening the door, and obviously the light comes on in the van, and we thought, we'd better take a look in here. So we did. And to be quite honest, I just couldn't believe what we saw in there.
Come on, man, what did you see?
Mind your business.
Couldn't get up in the morning. It's raining, it's pouring. The old man is snoring. He went to bed and bumped his head.
Okay, my wife can maybe tell that story, right?
What was in the bag?
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hello, I'm Jamie East. Now, as well as being on Talk Radio every afternoon between 1 and 4pm, I've just started a brand new podcast that I wanted to tell you about. It's called Talk Film. We've got interviews with the big stars like Martin Freeman, Tandy Newton, Josh Brolin, loads of them. And also all of the reviews of the week's big releases. There's a new episode every Thursday, available through Apple Podcasts and your favourite podcast app. Just search for Talk Film and give it a whirl. If you like it, please hit that subscribe button.
Whispering lunar incantations for cross parents, cross dressers.
Did you know this about me?
And cross rail workers.
Steel and polycarbonate.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got a very poor internet connection.
On Talk Radio.
This is a great story. I meant to do this yesterday. Police swooped on a branch of NatWest in Birmingham when a member of the public saw them cowering under desks. But firearms officers were left stunned when red-faced staff admitted they were playing hide-and-seek during a team-building exercise. Chief Inspector Dave Keane of West Midlands Police... I love this so much. This is such a... This is a British story. We'll want more of these after Brexit. Chief Inspector Dave Keane of West Midlands Police posted details of the misunderstanding on Twitter. He wrote, "Thanks to the member of public who called in a suspected robbery at a bank in Birmingham today. Saw staff hiding under desks. Response team and firearms team quickly attended and confirmed it was a hide-and-seek team-building exercise. Contacting us was the right call. A colleague joked on Twitter, come in, ready or not." And that West spokesperson said, We are aware of an instance of the police being called out to a branch this morning. We would like to thank the police for their swift response following a call from the member of public. We can confirm..."
Why are they calling it the member of public? Why don't they say a member of the public?
"We can confirm it was a false alarm following a team building exercise, and we'll be speaking to the members of staff involved to ensure they all learn from this incident." Don't you dare tell any of those people off.
They're all going to get done,
aren't they? Don't you dare tell any of those people off. That is brilliant. That is such a good story. I laughed so much at that. Let's go to David. Good evening, David.
Good evening, Ian. Boy, have I got a story for you.
Okay. Is it about Janet and Jim?
No.
Is it about Incy Wincy Spider?
No, it's not.
Is it about Jack and Jill going up the hill and the terrible things that happened to them afterwards?
Unfortunately, it's not.
That's a shame, because I'd like that. What do you do for a living, man?
I work in the corner shop right next to my house.
Do you really? What's the biggest sweet seller at the moment? Is it Freddo Frogs?
No, they've gone up in price. Everyone loves the Haribos.
How much is a Freddo now?
They're about 30p, I think.
You sound about the same age as me, so you must remember some of the classic sweets.
Oh yeah.
That we don't get anymore. Do you get wagon wheels any? I don't think you get wagon wheels anymore, do you?
No, unfortunately, you don't.
What did you?
Do you remember Ploopies?
I do. Yes, I do.
Yeah, I thought you might.
One of my favourite sweets, and no one remembers this. Shittles.
Really?
Did you ever have a shittle, David?
Never.
Oh, they were great. They were like sort of chocolate.
Oh, they'd send you doolally though, wouldn't they?
Oh, they were just packed full of sugar. I don't know what was...
That's probably why they don't make them anymore.
Did you always want to work in a corner shop, David? Or, you know, did you have bigger dreams?
Not exactly. I mean, I had dreams to go on Coronation Street, but that didn't work out, so...
No, they don't let scousers on, do they?
No. And what did you do A-levels? Did you go to university? What happened?
I failed my performing arts GCSE, so I couldn't pass.
Okay, you failed your performing arts GCSE. Hey, listen, man, it doesn't matter. You can still... How old are you, David?
I am 19 years old.
Okay. What year were you born?
I was born in 1996.
1996?
Yes.
And you're 19 years old? You're 22. Okay. Oh, it sounds like you're having such fun there tonight, guys. What you do is, and I'm so glad you're listening to a boring old person's phoning show like this. And genuinely, I'm thrilled you're calling up. But I just gave the advice to your mate: if you're gonna lie about your age, at least know the year.
Ian, I don't find you boring. I find you very entertaining.
Oh, no, I'm glad I know, because it's a great show. But at least know the year. Is it a birthday party or something?
No one's here. I'm by myself. I've got no friends.
All right, be quiet.
No one's here.
No, be quiet. I'm listening.
Yep.
Right.
Oh.
But that must be a cassette recording of laughter I could hear in the background then.
It is my younger cousin's birthday party, you see.
Well,
cousins in your house?
But they're not there.
It is an 18-year-old party.
Come on, what was it? I'm saying it's Friday night, you're up at 12:30. I'm saying 13.
No.
Go on.
16.
No, come on, David. Honestly, listen, man, I'll let you do your thing. I will let you make your call, I promise you. As long as you don't swear or anything like that, because you'll dump it. No. I will let you make your call. But go on, seriously, what is it? A birthday party? How old is everyone?
Well, my little cousin just turned 18 on Monday. So she's having her 18th party today.
Your little cousin? So the cousin younger than you?
Yeah.
And you're... What, remind me, you say you're 24?
24, correct.
Right, OK, because you were 18 to start with, and then we established you were 22, and now you're saying 24.
Well, actually, you did say I was 24 there.
I did just then, yeah.
Yeah, he's
because,
got you there.
Because you originally said 18, and then you said 22. That's why I said 24, to catch you out, because I knew you weren't paying attention to the numbers.
Oh, being told.
OK. David, honestly, I will let... Here's the thing, man. I don't know if you've listened to the show before, but I love calls like this. I love calls like this. I will let you do your piece, but all I ask is one bit of honesty from you. How old are you really? I won't cut you off, I promise. How old are you really?
15 years old.
15. All right, do you know what? I'm going to buy that, brother. Go on, what you got for us?
Well, I was walking down the street when... A strange-looking man approached me.
All I say is don't swear and don't do anything too rude, because I'll dump it and it won't go out, so your friends won't hear it. But go on, let's hear it. I'm looking forward to this. Go on.
So, this man spoke to me.
Yeah.
And said, what are you saying to our Aiden? I hadn't a clue who Aiden was.
Yeah.
I was quite scared. It was dark. And I was alone.
Yeah.
And I had a strange man speaking to me.
Yeah.
Talking about Aiden.
That's
and who's Aiden?
That's terrifying.
I was very scared.
Okay. Great story. I'd have a punchline, but it doesn't matter. It's not me making the call. What games are you playing on the PlayStation tonight?
It is an Xbox, and I'm playing FIFA 19.
Hey, look at you with your brand new FIFAs. Are you into Fortnite, or are you past that now?
Oh, Fortnite, no. It's an awful game.
Played... There's a rip-off of Fortnite that I've been playing called... what is it? Oh, I can't remember what it's called. I'm trying to speak patois to the kids, and it's not working. Hey, listen, guys, have a fun. What have you had? Domino's delivered or something?
No, I don't have any friends, unfortunately.
Okay, well, I don't believe you, because you sound like a very intelligent, very funny young man, and I'm glad that you picked this show to give us a call tonight. Thank you, David. Well done, David.
Two tickets for Little Mermaid.
I enjoyed that.
Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to a record all day long.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nut job, but not that kind of nut job.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh, no.